I asked Claire, I'm not sure how it happened, but Claire isn't here this morning, and he wrote up a part for us to share. The question was something that is marveling to him about creation. So he wrote this up because we all know, if you were here last week, he is biking somewhere along the Trans-Canada Highway, Trans-Canada Trail. I hope not. Okay, anyways. And this is what he had to say. This is truly a world of wonder and amazement that our Lord has created. Often the things that seem the most simple and things we see all the time are things that I marvel at the most. Do you ever wonder why, when you are going to bite into an apple, you already know what it will taste like? Each variety of fruit and vegetable has its own unique flavor, and it's always the same. The smell of coffee in the morning. Why does the coffee always smell the same? Not to mention the effect it has on the aroma. Why does lavender or mint or rose always have the same aroma? It's easy to take for granted, but what if the rose sometimes had a pungent smell? We are blessed with every song, with many songbirds around our area. Not only do they sing wonderfully, but the species of birds can be identified by the song they sing. Just think about that. They just know how to sing the perfect song. They need to be able to communicate with others of their kind.
When a flock of birds or a school of fish are traveling together, possibly thousands of members, they all make the same change of direction at once. They don't seem to have a leader giving direction. They all swoop, turn, dive, change direction quickly and in sync. How do they do this? It does allow them to remain as one formation, very important for survival. How do the monarch butterflies know to meet up at Point Pelee at the same time to travel all the way to Mexico for the winter? The ones who go to Point Pelee were hatched in Ontario, and none of the butterflies who arrived in the spring are still alive. Somehow, they all know where and when to go. The survival of the species depends on it. Salmon make the long journey against the current to get back to where they were hatched. It's a very difficult trip, but this is something they are driven to do. They wouldn't be deterred by anything. Somehow, they all know when to go and where to go. They all go at the same time to spawn. The survival of the species depends on this happening every year. In a large herd of caribou or buffalo or various other species, there's a lot of babies, very close to the same age, and a lot of mothers. And all the mothers can recognize all their own young, and the babies know who mom is. Their survival depends on this. Honeybees are amazing. When a worker bee leaves the hive to collect nectar, she will know exactly how to get back to the hive. You could move the hive every night, and when the bees are in it, and the next day, they would leave and return. The honeybee, the queen bee, lays the eggs. It takes 21 days for a worker to hatch. When the biggest honey flow is happening, that's when the numbers in the hive are the largest. The queen had to increase her egg laying 3 weeks previously. The honeycomb has three types of cells, smallest for worker bees, larger for drones, and a unique one for queen eggs. The queen will lay a female egg in a worker cell, a male egg in a drone cell, and a special egg in a queen cell. Amazing. When a scout bee finds a good source of nectar, she'll return to the hive and do a dance. The different movements communicate very precisely direction, distance, and other important details. The others stand and watch. They will know exactly where to go. Wow. While I was biking on the trail, there's a dragonfly who flew beside me for about 50 meters. My speedometer read 21 kilometers an hour. I was impressed this dragonfly could fly like this. If you look at a dragonfly, there is nothing that indicates they should be very agile or fast. When I got home, I just had to look up how fast a dragonfly can fly. I knew it was at least 21 kilometers. How fast do you think? Liam, take a guess. 60. Very close. Exclamation mark. The world is full of wonder and amazement. Claire.
We hope for safety today and many dragonflies.